American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So we got a lot of things going on. Another Fast and Furious, I use that as a pun, news day going on here at Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to be talking about the Oregon situation, which is starting to blow up in everybody's faces, especially Kate Braun, the governor of Oregon. We're also going to be announcing right now, I just got the little flash, that our good friend Devin Nunez, quote, criminal referrals against Mueller collaborators are coming. That's from Western Journal. I think it's also collaborated with Associated Press. I'm looking to look for this real quick because we got our guest with us here, Maggie Rose, and she's also bringing us Belin Curry, who's going to be talking about this situation here shortly in about 60 seconds. But anyway, Devin Nunez is rolling this one out. And the other thing that's going on, too, which is also part of, and we have quite a bit of information on the, whistleblower, the DHS whistleblower, who was, they said, committed suicide. Right. And This is something that is coming around to everybody. Philip Haney, whose body was found in Amador County, by the way, The sheriff is now backing away from the fact, or backing away from any statements that it was considered to be a suicide. Looks more like, gee, you think he was found dead with a gunshot wound to his chest. Well, it says, this one says here, the gunshot wound to the head. So anyway, it says in rural Amador County at a park and ride adjacent to State Highway 16 near Highway 124. Says a Homeland Security official exposes, well, anyway, he was the one that was exposing the jihad on Saturday, according to Sacramento Bee. This is according to the Sacramento Bee now. The Amador County Sheriff's Office reported Haney was deceased and appeared to have suffered a single self-inflicted gunshot wound, likely from a weapon found near his RV. 2 days later, this changed quite a bit. It says, unfortunately, there was misinformation immediately being put out that we have determined that Mr. Haney's death to be a suicide. On Monday night news releases from Amador County's Sheriff's Office read, according to the Washington Examiner, this is not the case. We are currently in the beginning phase of our investigation and a final determination as to the cause and manner of Mr. Haney's death would be extremely premature and inappropriate. Now, I'm kind of wondering about the comments that were being made that he was found with a gunshot wound to the chest and it was considered a suicide. Now, that's just, you know, that's just me, but I was kind of wondering about that. So more information coming out about Philip Haney, and we have mountains of information about Mr. Haney that we're going to be releasing. Anyway, but right now I want to bring in our guest today, and our guest is Valin Curry. She lives in Oregon. She's part of the Republican Party up there. Valin, welcome to Agenda 21 Radio.
Thank you, Paul. I'm glad to be on radio with you.
Well, we were talking to Maggie Rose yesterday, and she was telling us all about the situation going on up there in Oregon, and we've been monitoring Oregon, especially from the Agenda 21 radio. You know, we have kind of a history up there in Josephine County with the gold mine and everything, and, you know, influences and all that stuff, and good friends of many people up there, part of the Jefferson movement. And it's looking like things are kind of falling apart up there for the governor and the legislature. What's going on?
Well, I've spoke to Dallas Hurd. He's one of the senators up here. He's the senator from our district here in Roseburg. And 11 senators have walked out, and all of the Republican representatives have walked out. They walked out on Monday. And basically the reason for walking out was that in the Ways and Means Committee, it wasn't coming out of Ways and Means. This is cap and trade. And they have heard us protest. We've been up there numerous times protesting. We've had log trucks, farmers, ranchers, all protesting. On February 6th, we had over 10,000 protesting along with their log trucks and the horns and the tractors, and letting the lawmakers know that we are against this cap and trade bill, which would create a 72-cent tax on gasoline, along with other taxes that the people aren't voting for. And the senators wanted to have that vote taken to the people. And the governor said they're not interested in referring it to the people. And therefore, Peter Courtney, the Senate president, went into the Ways and Means Committee, and he voted, which was highly irregular, to pull it out of Ways and Means and take it to the floor. And that's when the senators, 11 senators, walked out. We have one senator, Tim Knopf, who is still there, but he's there to monitor the situation. The rest of the senators are leaving the state. Kate has threatened in the past and may threaten again to send state troopers after our senators. And then in like our representatives, including our own representative Gary Leaf and David Brock Smith, walked out. Therefore, they have no quorum. They cannot vote on cap and trade. And we're looking and we're asking them to stay out, and we're looking for support for them. We'd like either email support or financial support to make certain, because in the past they wanted to find them. And so that's where we're at right now. So you can get on Facebook. You can look at what's going on. You can pull up Dallas Hurd's Facebook page, and he's got a nice scenario of what exactly happened to create this situation. You know, I hear down in California they're saying the farmers and ranchers like cap and trade. I can't hardly
absolutely
believe that.
Not. That's that I heard that. I heard that, and absolutely not. I live in farm country. Absolutely not. That's a bald-faced lie. What is the name of that person, that attorney? Do we have a name?
What's that?
The attorney who made that comment that we like it down here. That's an absolute bald-faced lie.
I can get you her name. I was actually in the committee meeting.
We need
hearings
to have
that took place in Room C, and I can get you her name. She was the only attorney representative.
Well, you know, they sprinkle these committee meetings with all these Agenda 21 folks, and that's exactly what was going on here. And they just lie. You know, they lie because it's good to lie. The end justifies the means. So I'm sorry, but I just heard that. I just had to speak up for the, you know, I live here in a ranching or farming in ranching areas. Of course, New California is all rural. That is bald-faced a lie. It's destroying lives. It's destroying jobs. Yeah, welcome to the New World Order. I'm sorry. See, you get me going. Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Blaine.
That's all right. You know,
Raves are good. Rants are good.
For them to say that our ranchers and our loggers and our farmers would want this is again, also a lie. And so the other statement being made by one of the senators, Jenny Burdick, is that the voters, they don't want to send it to the voters because the voters just wouldn't understand it. Well, they know the voters would vote it down as we have voted down these taxes. And so basically we're back to that taxation without representation situation that created our country. And we're people are mad. And I don't think that we're going to stand up for it. And we're organizing meetings. We have bi-weekly meetings on it. We have coming up at the fairgrounds. We're going to have a meeting at it, and hopefully we get a big turnout there. That'll be on the 7th. And we'll be ready to protest whenever we can.
Well, you know, the I guess the big thing that's going on, you know, all around the nation is everybody wanting to, you know, form their own little states now. And I know you got the county initiatives up there with Idaho that they're talking about it, and the Jefferson thing. The government, I guess you would say, overall, is it you think the government's in real trouble up there? I mean, we're talking from the governor on down.
Absolutely. We're basically being held under siege with this tyranny. The things that have been passed out of there is absolutely absurd. And Oregonians are tired of it. We don't feel like it's the Oregon that we've lived in. They're trying to Californiate Oregon, which is an old term. And we definitely want to be the rural Oregon that we once were. And therefore, there is the talk about Greater Idaho. There's talk about State of Jefferson and other options that we may have. I think we just want to do an intelligent option so that we're not any representation. There's a lot of ways to do this, and we want to get it right.
Hmm. Maggie, do you have any comment at this point?
No, Valen is absolutely right about that. I think that, but of course, I also was involved with the State of Jefferson for, my goodness, the last 10, 12, 13 years. I have known the people in and around Douglas County for a long time, and I am beginning to understand now the only way to do it is per the Constitution. There's no other way except per the Constitution. This thing with the State of Jefferson going to San Francisco on the 6th of March, which is a Friday, and suing in the Ninth Circuit is a waste of time energy, emotions, and money. Most of all the money in donations and fundraisers, they're throwing their money away, and that concerns me.
Well, and you know, you never know if you might find a friendly trio of judges there that might want to perpetuate this and make it go on a little bit longer. There has been that theory of thought being floated around that they make it more of a challenge, or you know, to New Californians in particular. There are people that are making that talk, and you know, it could be. You never know what they're going to do, especially you. I know that the Ninth Circuit has flipped to Trump. But you might find that the state of California might want to see this actually happen. You just never know. It's kind of a little, you know, obvious. There's some twists going on. What's the first name for Mr. Hurd? What's his first name?
You mean Dallas Hurd?
Dallas.
And it's Hurd, H-E-A-R, Dallas, like the city in Texas, Dallas
right.
Hurd.
Okay, I'm having a little bit of trouble pulling it up on Facebook, of course. And it's H-E-R-D, correct?
H-E-A-R-D.
A. Okay. Maybe if the A
not
is in there.
I heard it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, here he is. Okay, I get him. I believe this is the same Dallas Hurd. Yep, that's him. It says, please take a moment to listen to the latest on all this other. Yeah, KQEN.
The South.
I'm sorry, say again.
I'm just saying that he's the senator in the Southwest District here in Oregon. So.
Yeah, they seem to have some some good content here.
I think he's one of the leaders, but also there are other leaders. All 11 of them have been posting on Facebook about this, and we're just wanting to get some support and make sure that everybody's aware of our plight and the tyranny that Oregonians are living under.
Now, you say that the governor is probably going to fine all of them for not being in session?
Well, that's what she did, but they pulled back on it. And so that's part of it. But it's also, you know, they're all going to be running, except for the Senate. The representatives will all be running this year. And so the short session will be ending next week, and then they can start campaigning. But we just don't know with this governor what she's going to try to pull. She was just livid that they actually did the walkout. She was saying that she was trying to find a fix between, but what they did is her and some of the Republicans talked about what they were going to do, and it looked like a good compromise, and then they brought in a 177-page amendment to the cap and trade, which would actually make it even worse. So once she did that, then it basically... the lines were drawn, and when Courtney came in and pulled it out of Ways and Means, the Senate had no choice but to walk out. Otherwise, they would have passed this cap and trade bill, which would devastate Oregon business, Oregon farms, and would create a situation that we basically couldn't live in.
Well, you know, it's just exactly what's happened here in California. And, you know, and again, they use the California cap, and it's all part of the same thing because they want to set up this trading business of trading carbon credits and all this other good stuff. And they have the exchange all set up now in Sacramento, and I know they need another place to swap basically carbon dioxide.
Well, let us grow trees. We're good at it.
Yeah, well, that's right. And, what better way to yield oxygen?
You've got a negative footprint because of all our trees.
Right. Well, that's not what they're looking for, of course. You know that. What they're looking for is basically to steal all your land and possessions, which is what's happening right now in California. You know, it's the next phase to communism is happening as we see private corporations like PG&E and all the energy companies being taken over by the state because the state's in such dire straits for cash flow. So that's another thing that's I think in if in fact you allow this to go through and they get the cap and trade in Oregon, which it seems like they're using all desperate means to make that happen, then Oregon's going to go the way of California. You'll have homeless. You'll look like a prototypical Venezuela.
Yeah, they're trying to turn us into a third world country. Oregon's too beautiful, and it's too wonderful of a state, and we're going to fight for it. And we just need to have a little more understanding of the right way to get this done.
Yeah, well, you know, we suggest a new Oregon movement similar to New California. That's the only thing I can suggest right now. We have our hands full here with the New California thing. And it's a great movement. If you haven't heard already, we're going into our sixth constitutional convention. We're about to set the groundwork for the Constitution itself being formed. And we've had the Declaration of Independence. We've read 95 grievances over 96 weeks. We are governing. We have self-governance going on. And we're ready to be a new state. It's just a matter of timing and everything else. But the economic collapse of California is already imminent. So that is going to propel us, into the future. And I see the process that we have. It's really kind of if you take a look at Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution, it's right there. It's plain and in your face. And also, it challenges with these legislators. It absolutely does. And in California, we already know it's having its effect on the 120 legislators that we have. It would have the same effect on Kate Braun. It really would, as her governorship would be teetering under the weight of a new Oregon movement done the proper way constitutionally, not with a lawsuit or anything like that. You're not going to get anything like that. It's formed as a state. But that's just that's my suggestion. I guess it's the antidote that I would suggest for everybody up there. Look into it. And I know Maggie's going to be at our convention. She'll garner a lot of information, as she already has, about the new California movement. Maggie, would you disagree that perhaps this might be the antidote that's needed?
Yes, and one of the things that I wasn't able to share with Valin was that there are many people that that we know that left California and went to Idaho, Nevada, Oregon, and Washington State that are actually moving back to California, even though it's going to be a terribly expensive move for some of those people. And then there's others that have family and friends that live in California, or like my family, we have property not only in Oregon, but also property in California. And so many people who are living in other states are actually coming to these conventions from other states to help bring California around to being the new California. And one of the people asked me, why do you want to do this? And I said, because I have family and grandchildren living in California. So I want to help make sure that California becomes, the new state of California, because that's going to be for my children that are still living down there, my grandchildren that are living down there. And one of the things that I feel honored is the fact that I have the ability to be able to learn and help represent this new movement. And I can take that experience and that knowledge and bring it back to Oregon to try to help people like Valin and Fred Dayton and Nancy and all the rest of them, so we can do it the right way per the Constitution.
It's energy that just needs to be directed.
Again, we're working on it. We've got good heads working on it, but it's a matter of trying to get over the hump and to end the tyranny.
Right. And there's the tools that are in the tool chest, and of course we point to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights as that tool chest, and it's there. You just have to kind of dig for it and find it. Listen, we got to run for time, and I want to thank both of you for being with us, bringing us up to date on what's going on in Oregon. We're going to monitor, and certainly would invite you back at a moment's notice if we could to find out what's going on, because I think this thing is going to twist around quite a bit in the next several days. So listen, thank you both very, very much for being with us on Agenda 21 Radio.
For having me on your show.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to be back. More to talk about here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. We'll be right back.
believes in doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, a lot of things going on. And, Oregon. The Solution to Oregon is new California-style movement. It's not new California. It's a constitutional movement. we're just doing it now. And look at all the other places that can do it. Yeah. And listen, the cat's out of the bag, by the way. We now have thousands of people who get it. And they get it. And that's why new California is on its way to statehood. I know everybody said, oh, they're going to stop you. They're going to do that. No, I don't think so. I don't think you can stop the Trump train. That's what I'm saying. I don't think you can stop it. Really, I don't think you can stop it. How are you going to stop it? You're not. Okay. Anyway, enough of this, right? Enough of this tomfoolery going on. We got the coronavirus going on. All the other things happening in the world. Donald Trump came home. And here we go. Sizing up the competition. Trump taunts. This is, his favorite punching bag is going to be the Democratic whatevers. Anytime they meet. Trump taunts Dems after chaotic debate performance pleads, give me an opponent. Give me an opponent. An opponent. Hey, CPAC starts today, which is interesting. Hello, at CPAC in 2016. I was the Trump representative for about an hour, actually, at the Trump booth. Since Donald Trump did not show to CPAC, you got to remember, at the time, everybody was hating on Trump. You had the Trump haters out there, Fox people, Fox News contributors, Katie Powell, and what's that other guy's name? I'll think of his name. Gosh, run the tip of my tongue. It's just hating on Donald Trump, just hating. It was a interesting thing. Anyway, now we've got a different situation. Everybody loves Donald Trump, and he'll be at CPAC, I guess, Saturday morning, which, you know, it's kind of interesting because that was the time frame he was supposed to be there in 2016. He's a no-show at the last minute, an absolute no-show because everybody was hating on him. You know, and people, you know, got up and left the presentation that was going on in CPAC because of all the complaining and whining by all the Trump, you know, haters that were there that night, the night before. And, you know, Trump certainly got the message. I'm not going there. It's just a bunch of garbage. And left everybody high and dry. I had to change my plane flights and all this. I was going to see Donald Trump in action before he was a president. And just didn't happen. Now, there's a guy named Charles Payne, one of my favorite business guys. I love Charles Payne. And he's got his perspective on the logical outcome of Barack Obama, which is what Bernie Sanders is, what we've been talking about. This is Charles Payne talking about Bernie Sanders in post-debate, post-mortem.
You remember what Bernie said? He's said it like three or four times over the last week about Cuba, and he's complimenting Fidel Castro and his policies. Listen to this.
What I said is what Barack Obama said in terms of Cuba, that Cuba made progress on education. Yes, I think, really? Really?
Yes, literacy
programs
no
are bad. What Barack Obama said is they made great progress on education and health care.
They're interrupting him. Of course, that was Buttigieg. And also the jeering from the crowd. Note the jeering from the crowd. It's like, we're not going to take the socialist anymore.
That was Barack Obama.
So Barack Obama, Charles, in the past, we went back and we found the soundbite in 2016, did praise Fidel Castro in Cuba because every child gets a basic education. But at the end of that, and health care, but at the end of that soundbite, he went on to say, but you drive around Havana and you say this economy is not working. It looks like it did in the 50s.
Right. But I will have to, I have to say that in many respects, Bernie Sanders is the logical outcome of Barack Obama. And it's not just on Cuba. It's on forgiving college fee, college tuition. Barack Obama planted that seed. Almost everything that Bernie talks about to the extremes were planted by Obama, including the trip to Havana. Go back and look at the news in 2016. It was the new falling of the Berlin Wall. It was the end of the final chapter of the Cold
the
War.
1,200
people went down in a delegation. Yeah. President Obama did the wave of Raul Castro. I mean, you know, there was a serious push to normalize Cuba. And so why is anyone shocked that this is what we've seen out of that? I mean, this is almost all of Bernie's things, his ideas, you know, under the Obama's presidency, those seeds were planted. He's taken them to the extreme, but we knew they would grow, and he's the one who's latched onto it.
Shocking. See, that's why, I mean, just a little bit of flavor of Charles Payne. He is just absolutely spot on about Bernie Sanders. And, of course, he is the logical outcome, Bernie Sanders, of Barack Obama. Now, we forget about a few things, like how much of a celebration it was for Obama to go down there and sort of break the ice, you know. And didn't break much ice in the world of the, I guess you would say, communist socialist, right? It's interesting to watch socialists fight amongst one another, isn't it? I mean, really, at the very beginning of that, I've seen a little bit more of the debate And watching the arms up, the arms up. You know, it reminds me of my classroom when the kids were, they had the answer and they went, call on me, call on me, call on me. Ah! You know, there's only one answer and there's 12 hands up. You know, so you have to pick one. And the first one, then you go on to the next one, that sort of thing. But Bernie Sanders is not the answer, of course, for the Democratic Party. And now, but they're stuck with him. I don't know because I still haven't seen, at the next break, we'll bring it out. I still have not seen what the statistics are looking like, who won, who lost. But you still have the ramp up to this weekend. That's the other thing. And, of course, boy, do we have the ramp up this weekend. Jeez, so many things that are happening for the convention. It's a wonderful thing, this New California State Convention. It's a wonderful thing for New California to be happening also. You know, you got to answer the phone with your one-man band this morning, right? Anyway, we've got all kinds of things going on for this convention, and I think that this is going to be there's been a lot of work that's been put in. There's no question about it, and there's a lot of momentum that's being developed by so many people now across the whole spectrum. It's going to really be wonderful to see this whole thing drive itself, and move forward. What is really liberty and freedom? Liberty and freedom. I don't think people really appreciate the liberty and freedom they have in most parts of the country until they start to see it waning and being taken away. I know there's some grumblings right now in Michigan, and we're getting phone calls. I got three phone calls from last week to this week out of Michigan. I guess the Agenda 21 folks are showing up there with their meetings and plenaries and all this other stuff. And what it's looking like is what's been going on for regional governance types of systems out here in California. Now, regionalism is Soviet-style governance. Just all you need to do is kind of look at what the Soviet Union was all about. Union of Soviet Socialist Republic. The word Soviet means regionalism. And we here in California now have a whole bunch of them that have been brought to us by ICLEI and other organizations that are extensions of the United Nations. And they've been trying to get into the local areas. And, of course, this is their response after World War II, basically, to try and take over the world as progressives and socialists and communists. So now what we have is we have people around the United States coming to an awakening, and this is what's happened in California. California is, of course, taking the new California lead here on the busting up and the breaking up, if you will, of this dynamo called socialism, communism, which is being demonstrated now in California. It's going to be broken up, and you know, this is the formula they're doing. Our founding fathers gave us the formula for this. This is the brilliance of these guys. They knew that this type of totalitarianism. And by the way, totalitarianism only has one mask it wears. And, you know, it may be coming in different names and logos and, you know, faiths and beliefs and things like that. But totalitarianism is totalitarianism, and it all has the same precursors. And, of course, it all has the same results after the chemicals are all in. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. We'll get some stats there. Come on.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected.
Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar. And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and newcaliforniastate.com. Okay, so we've got just tons and tons of things going on here. Yep, I'm checking out the statistics. Yeah, that's kind of interesting. Interesting. More statistics than a man needs to know about. We're going to get into what I want to do is, because we've got the short segment right now, the hour number two, is I want to, if I can get it, come on, get it, guys, let's go. We're looking into the Rasmussen polls, right? And we're going to see what's going to go on with the Rasmussen polls. Here we go. Sorry, we've... Phone calls coming in the middle of everything. Here we go. Presidential daily tracking poll, right? Trump thumps Sanders in head-to-head matchup. This is an article. I'm sorry. I've gotten a little bit. I've gotten a little bit of a thing here. Trump thumps Sanders in head-to-head matchup. President Trump would KO Democratic frontrunner Bernie Sanders if the 2020 presidential... This is a poll. Okay, I'm going to give you the presidential tracking poll here first, and then we'll get into the other one. The Rasmussen... Ooh, you're going to like this news. The Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll for Wednesday shows that 51% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance, 48% disapprove. The latest poll includes 38 who strongly approve of the job Trump is doing and 39 who strongly disapprove. So there you go. His numbers are starting to go, because they were not necessarily that good. Just a couple days ago, it was 49%. Yeah, yes. So now we're definitely trending upwards. Oh, today is 52%. Hmm. Where did they get the 4051? The other graph is wrong. Maybe I'm not reading that graph right. Okay, I just want to jump back on this other part of it right now real quick, and that is this other story. Trump thumps Sanders. This is a report. It says President Trump would KO Democratic frontrunner Bernie Sanders if the 2020 election was held today. It says the latest Rasmussen reports national telephone and an online survey finds Trump earning 50% support among likely U.S. voters and Sanders 43%. Says the incumbent president wins 84% of the Republican vote and leads 49% to 39% among voters not affiliated with either major party. Senior Democrats, including many Sanders opponents for the presidential nomination, argue that his socialist views are too radical for the general election, with Sanders' views getting a wider airing in recent days due to his front-runner status. These new findings suggest that's true. Just 2 weeks ago, 51% of the voters considered it likely that any of the announced Democratic candidates could defeat Trump in the upcoming... we'll see. We'll see how that goes. Right. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time to battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. I want to remind everybody, if you're listening to this in the local areas there, if you want to buy tickets and come to the convention, you need to go to newcaliforniastate.com and click on where it says tickets. COV tickets. Convention tickets. If you want to come just to hear Mike Huckabee, you can buy a ticket. It starts there. Doors open at 1 o'clock for entrance and filling. And then after that, of course, you'll be with Mike Huckabee. You can spend the rest of the day with us. We'll be doing some voting on resolutions and so on. And the other thing, too, is that, God, we just have a lot of work to do. But, you know, a lot of it's been made easy. Not easy, but, you know, it's been made possible by a lot of things happening. And we're really, really pleased to see that we've got... you know, just so many great people that are pulling this whole thing off, and New California is just rising, 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 and going to get a lot more notoriety and things like that. It's going to be wonderful. It's going to be a wonderful thing to see, and how we're going to, you know, be out there and about and all that other good stuff. If you're a member of the media, you have to go and get a press pass, or else you're not going to get in as media. Just not going to happen. So just to give you a little bit of a feel for that. This is a very tight place. It's going to be a lot heavy security, so you can bank on that. Okay. Now, another thing, too, if you want to pick up any of the goodies and treats and so on, you can go to the store at the newcaliforniastate.com store and pick up stuff. We got people buying stuff all the time on the store. Please feel free to do that. Become a member. Join New California. It's real simple. And you can go to the ncs51.com website, ncs51.com, and it says members join. Sign up. Give us your information about your county. Some people, listen, if you're out of the state, let us know. We have a lot of people, obviously, the diaspora of California have left. And they, you know, we're saying, if you want to come back, come back. You know, we're standing our ground here. It'd be nice to have you also come back and stand ground with us so that the totalitarians do not take over the state of New California. That's not going to happen. We're a completely different constitution, you know, and so on from what we have. The departure is about the departure between the two, the schism between New California and California is going to be very, very obvious by the end of the day Saturday as we start to look and really start to peruse the blank sheets, if you will, of the constitutional format that's going to ultimately separate us from California. Because California is a really different place from where New California is going to be, and we're really happy that to have everybody come along on the ride, if you will, to forming New California. And go to the website newcaliforniastate.com and you just peruse it, check it out. We got a ton of things going on, news stories and all that stuff. Also with Agenda 21 Radio. We keep you up to date with a whole bunch of stuff. Chris Street has a whole bunch of stories coming online. We'll be putting those up, and Chris will, I think, be joining us tomorrow. It's already the middle of the week. This week's going to be coming and going, and all of a sudden it's a new dimension for New California. It's a new dimension for New California. So we're gonna get our way through this whole process for and successful. It's going to be wonderful. Everybody's excited, and they should be excited, and they should be very, very proud for what's going to be happening for New California in the future. And, you know, also all of you out there in the rest of the hinterlands, across the fruited plains, if you will, New California is going to make you proud too. So remember that. We're all one nation. One nation under God, I might add. And we're going to be the 51st state to make you all proud. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protecting your phone conversation.